All right. Hey, everybody. This is Steph Nussbaum at the News Herald, and we have got Ryan Torrens, Democratic candidate for Attorney General, with us today. Hi, first of all, welcome back.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me back.
So we had you in here, looks like, in January, about 4 months ago. So tell us, first of all, what have you done in the last 4 months?
Well, the last 4 months, we have continued campaigning all over the state. You know, we're campaigning in all 67 counties, spreading our message of aggressive consumer protection. So last time I was here, I promised to come back to Bay County, and here we are again.
Here we are. Well, let's start with consumer protection. Tell me more about why that is your primary issue and what you're aiming for with it.
Sure. So, yeah, no, you know, the message gets great reception, and rightfully so. You know, it's a very bipartisan message. You know, the Attorney General's office shouldn't be partisan in the first place. And if someone's credit report is messed up because TransUnion put a wrong entry on there, or if someone's getting ripped off by a bank or harassed by a debt collector, you know, it doesn't matter if they're a Democrat or Republican. So when we go around the state and talk about putting the office back on the side of consumers and really just getting back to basics and doing the job and cutting the partisan politics out of it, the message is very well received.
Absolutely. What is the issue as far as customer protection that you feel like affects the most people in their everyday lives? It's kind of a vague term, you know, to a lot of people.
Absolutely. So, you know, one would be, and we hear this all the time, especially with our seniors, is what's going on right now with the scam calls. So it's hitting everybody. I receive them myself, people calling your cell phone or even a landline and pretending to be the IRS and saying the sheriff is going to show up at 5 o'clock if you don't pay them over the phone by that time. And
Yikes. And
this is especially dangerous for our seniors who can fall for these scams and actually pay them money. And so we're hearing complaints about this all over the state, and this is just one example of where the next Attorney General needs to be a leader on this, to work with the telecom companies to make sure that, you know, the technology gets updated to protect people. For example, on my iPhone now, it tells me scam likely when it's a potential scam call. So I know that the technology is there, and I think the Attorney General needs to lead in not only educating our consumers about the dangers of these scams, but working with those telecom companies and leading some kind of a strike force, really, to resolve this issue. So that's one that's hitting everybody. And, you know, another one that we've been talking a lot about recently, too, is what's going on with people's credit reports. You know, more than one out of five Americans have material errors on their credit reports. We just had a new client come into our office in Tampa whose credit limits were cut in half because of an incorrect entry on his credit report.
Ooh.
People get denied for loans because of that. And the Attorney General of Mississippi launched a massive investigation into the three credit reporting agencies because of this. And now the people of Mississippi are actually getting years of unlimited free credit reports that have to be paid for by the credit reporting agencies. Floridians don't get access to that because our Attorney General hasn't been leading the way on it.
Huh. So are credit reports not free for everybody at this point? I thought they had become.
So the law is that you're entitled to one free credit report per year.
Okay.
And so what the Attorney General of Mississippi did was he uncovered how the three credit reporting agencies were on a very massive level falsely reporting on people's credit reports. So in Mississippi, you can get an unlimited number of free credit reports, at least for a number of years, that have to be paid for by the credit reporting agencies. And I just don't think it's right that Floridians you know, don't have access to that because we don't have an Attorney General who's leading the fight on it.
So we've got qualifications done. I don't know, you say this is not a partisan race to you, but do you feel like people can really rise above the partisan level at this point? Or do you think a lot of people are just stick to their guns no matter what?
I think that the message of trying to bring people together and the message of reminding everyone that we're on the same team in this state is a message that resonates. I think that the level of partisan rhetoric has gotten dangerously high. And I think most people agree with that. I mean, I've really been able to listen to voters of all political stripes for a year now, campaigning all over the state. And one of the things that I've heard over and over again is we're really sick of the partisan politics. And, you know, I'm running for this office because just like we were just talking about, I want to see Florida lead again, whether it's, you know, what's going on with the credit reporting, that Floridians don't have access to the free credit reports at an unlimited basis like people in Mississippi, or the fact that student borrowers in Washington State and in the state of Illinois have a student loan bill of rights, and they get access to a freestanding student advocate's office, but Florida student borrowers don't get access to that. You know, Florida, even the opioid crisis, what's going on issue after issue, Florida's fallen behind, and I know that Floridians of all political stripes want to see our state lead again, mm-hmm. to be at the front of the pack, not at the back of the pack. So I think it's very unfortunate that this office has become as politicized as it has, because it really shouldn't be political at all. And so we're hoping to, like I said, get back to basics, protect people again. And you know, when I'm the attorney general, if someone's getting scammed, they're getting scammed. I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, independent. That question's not even going to be asked. We're just going to do what's right. So,
yeah. So coming in for this next election, we have there's only the possibility of one of the four cabinet members remaining, and that would be our local boy, Jimmy Patronis. So we're going to have new faces, regardless. You know, is that a good thing for what you're after? Like all new and getting a fresh start on everything? Is it dangerous to have a bunch of newbies in there all at once?
You know, one of my big issues in this campaign, and something I talk a lot about, is we need new blood in our politics. That it's time for a new generation of leadership to come in and tackle the problems that Florida faces in the 21st century. That we've had the same people in office for a very long time, and quite frankly, I think it's time that we kick a lot of them out, because we're not moving Florida forward like we need to, and we have a lot of complicated challenges, and I think we need to buck the system a little bit and get some new blood, some people, you know, I believe like myself, who have some new ideas on how to handle things, and I think that's really how we're gonna move it forward. But I think that it's very important that voters scrutinize our candidates, whether older candidates or newer candidates who are running for office. You know, for example, one of the things that distinguishes me very much from my primary challenger and from the Republicans in this race is I am the only candidate who's refusing big corporate special interest contributions.
I was just gonna ask you about that.
I am the only candidate on either side of the aisle, Democratic or Republican, who's refusing that. And that's very important, especially with these industries that are regulated by the Attorney General's office. You know, and another thing, too, is We've invited my primary challenger to debate our campaign, and he refuses to do so, but yet taking a lot of big special interest money. And so, you know, I would encourage voters, and I know they're already going to do this, just to be very careful when someone's asking for your vote. Make sure you look at their donor histories. Make sure you check out their records before you go and cast your confidence in someone. Make sure they're actually following through on what they're promising.
Yeah. So I know you have made a point of not taking those big donations, and you've been very vocal about it, and you are behind in fundraising.
Correct.
Does it hurt you? Does the message outweigh the lack of the funding you've got?
You know, sure. If you know, I'm not going to take, for example, you know, a $10,000 check like my primary challenger did from Tampa Electric. You know, that hurts us in fundraising. But despite all of the extra work that we have to put into it, despite all of the extra phone calls that I have to make to raise the money that we need to operate this campaign, I wouldn't have it any other way. Because what I'm determined to show in this campaign is that you do not have to be a sellout to big corporate special interests to win statewide in Florida. And, you know, sure, it's challenging as someone who's new to the political scene, someone who's coming in and trying to disrupt our corrupt political system that we have in this state. I wouldn't have it any other way. So, sure, I'm not going to outraise my opponent who's taking boatloads of special interest money and will then promise the people of Florida he's going to fight for them. you know, while lining his campaign coffers with big special interest money. I wouldn't have it any other way, so we're running a very principled campaign, and I will keep doing that. And I know that we'll be able to raise the money that we need to operate this campaign and to win, but we'll never outraise my Democratic primary challenger and the Republicans, who really take money from anybody and everybody.
Do you feel like you're the underdog?
You know, I like being the underdog. When I go to court on behalf of a homeowner in foreclosure against Bank of America, or like I'm scheduled to do tomorrow, I go to court on behalf of a homeowner against Wells Fargo Bank, I represent the underdog. And I can tell you that as the underdog, I win a lot of those cases. And I like being in the position of the underdog. And I think what Floridians want right now is someone who has not been in our corrupt political system, someone who does not owe any favors to anybody. I think that's what they are sick and tired of, is being put on the back burners while those who make large campaign contributions and have political access go to the front of the line. And so, sure, the consultant class and the political class will consider me to be the underdog. But the fact is, I think it's what Florida wants. They're ready for a change. And this is an underdog who's going to win this election.
So another thing we had talked about last time was medical marijuana. And that has definitely, we've been in the headlines every day. We've had some significant changes. We've had some minor changes. We've had some local changes. You know, I feel like news breaks on it every day. Are we headed the right direction finally? We've got some suits settled. Is this something that's just going to linger and linger and linger, or is it finally coming to reality?
You know, I think it's been moving more in the right direction. I don't think the complications and the fight, you know, is over. I was just speaking with a voter about this last night. Yeah, a veteran who's trying to get on the oil and wasn't sure if he needed the marijuana card or not, and wanted to make sure everything was done legally, and was very concerned, and he was confused, and it's complicated, and even I told him I would have to look into it, because I didn't have a precise answer to that. And so I think the Attorney General is still going to have a major role in making sure that this is properly implemented, and that it gets to a point where it's a simple system, and that the whole point is that so people who can benefit from this will have access to it, and have access to it legally. And I'll give you another example. This veteran mentioned that even if he confirmed that it was legal for him to take this, the VA is not yet at a point where they're covering it, and so it was still going to cost him $150 out of pocket for something that, if it's going to benefit him and it's been passed by our voters, it should really be covered. You shouldn't have to pay $150 out of pocket. Here's someone who has served his country in military service and now has some significant health problems. And so there's a lot of work to be done, and I think the Attorney General can play a major role in that and enforcing what the voters have already voted for and in making their vote count. Unfortunately, Ms. Bondi has failed to do that. She has basically been complicit and the legislature's reluctance to properly implement this law. So
do you feel like on something this big on a national scale, you know, some states have done it, some haven't. Did Florida even have a chance of having a smooth path towards medical marijuana? Or, you know, do you think some of the delay and some of the problems have really been brought upon ourselves by the legislature? Or is it an issue of it's so big and so many tentacles that it was going to be difficult no matter what?
I think the legislature made the problem much worse.
Okay.
You know, this is something that was approved overwhelmingly by our voters. But the fact is, many members of the legislature didn't like it, you know, particularly in the Republican Party. And they didn't think it was the right choice by voters. And so they just made it even more complicated. They hesitated to properly implement it. And so, sure, I think with any kind of law like that, there's going to be some kind of litigation. There's going to be some type of hiccups. It's not going to be 100% smooth. But I think the legislature made it much, much worse. And if we had a better attorney general, they would have quickly sued to enforce this and move it along a little more quickly. So, sure, there would have been issues, but the legislature certainly did not help the matter in the way they've handled it so far. They're kind of going along kicking and screaming.
Another thing that I intended to ask you about, as part of the cabinet, you would be a major player in some of these issues that have been coming up. And one that our readers have been very keen on is felons' rights restoration. So, what's your take on this issue?
I'm really glad that you brought that up because, you know, it's already going to be on the ballot and hopefully it passes. I know I'm going to be voting for it. I personally signed one of the petitions to get it there. But in the case that it doesn't pass, the Attorney General is going to have an immediate impact on that. Unfortunately, Ms. Bondi has said she's going to defend what I believe to be our unconstitutional system of failing to restore ex-felons voting rights, then she's going to defend it all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Well, my message is that no, she will not, because when I'm the Attorney General, we're actually going to do the right thing, and I would move to dismiss that appeal so that their rights can be properly restored. I think it is absolutely wrong to be spending taxpayer dollars to deny the right to vote to our fellow citizens, people who have completed their probation, who have served their jail time. They should be able to participate in our democracy again. And I think Floridians are sick and tired of using their money to discriminate against fellow Floridians when really this is purely a political move, because many members of the Republican Party think that a lot of these folks will vote Democratic when the fact of the matter is we don't know how they're going to vote. They can vote however they please. And I can tell you this, if I knew that every one of these disenfranchised people in this state, the 1.5 million of them, were all going to vote Republican, I'd have the exact same position. Because it's the right thing to do. It's the Democratic thing to do with a low D. And when I'm the Attorney General, we're finally going to put an end to our long, sad history of voter suppression in this state. Okay. That's my position.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like voters to know, that you would like to say to voters about your campaign or the state, direction of the state?
The voters of Florida, including right here in Bay County, have an important decision to make in this election. You know, we're either going to continue on the path that we've been going on, which is our government in Tallahassee and our Attorney General's office being controlled by big corporate special interest, or we're actually going to vote for someone like myself who has a proven track record of fighting in court for everyday people, single moms getting their wages garnished, people in foreclosure, people who otherwise wouldn't have a fighting chance. You know, and as someone with that type of a background like I have, fighting for working people and being the only candidate on either side of the aisle, not taking big corporate money, as difficult as that makes my campaign, you know, we are running to really shake up the system and make a big difference. And so from the people that I've met in Panama City and in Bay County, I know they're going to make the right decision because I know they're sick and tired of what's going on. And, you know, whether they're Republican, Independent, Democrat, we want them to join our team because I think it's time that we cut the politics out of it and just get back to basics in this state. And, you know, for anyone listening, we'd love to have their support. My website's www.ryantorrens.com. T as in Tom, O-R-R-E-N-S. They can sign up for our list. We need volunteers, and we'd love to have their support. So thank you again.
And
for
all those emails are signed off. Give them hell.
That's right. Give them hell. That's our slogan. Give them hell.
Bold.
Yes, we're a bold campaign.